Looking for revival, beautiful song, I've been redeemed. Isn't guilt one of the biggest things that destroy a believer's mind? The devil will tempt you about sin and make it look so good. Then when you get it, he'll beat you up about sin and make you look so bad. But on my best day, I'm a sinner, saved by grace. I fall down 7 times, I'll rise up. I love what Peter says. Lord, how many times? Forgiveness. 70 times? 7. 490 times. By the way, I like to believe, and the Bible doesn't say this, so watch out here, but 490 years of prophecy, right? And then the mystery, the church, gone. I believe Jesus is saying, forgive until I'm done forgiving. Amen. He'll put all sin away for good. But man, I'm a big thinker. I'm an overthinker. And my guilt tears me up sometimes. And Paul, forget these things. Amen. Forget about it. I'm redeemed. I'm new. I'm washed. I'm cleansed. Jesus hides my sin. He covers it. He don't like to reveal it. He only reveals it to you, by the way. Amen? Not to others. He wants you to wash it and cleanse it. And we talked about being real with God. Now, if you want true revival, you got to just be real with God. That means being real with yourself and just admitting you're a sinner. Still, you did not get saved from sinning. You got saved from the penalty of it. Amen? And you can be saved more and more. Now, that's not to say, oh, I got to grow and get saved more and more, but growing your salvation. Amen. Grow in grace, the Bible says, and learn who you are. So we talked about being real. And then we said the heart that you want, that clean heart, only God gives it. And we try serving God or we try doing good works or giving more, and that's great to do. But God only gives that clean heart. He does it, H-E, and he does it with your ears. And then he does an artwork in you. And I hope you really got a hold of that. Just like I go to preach, I tell the Holy Spirit, you got to fill me and use me. Amen. You got to do the work. And he'll do the work through you. That's what he wants to do. And so you're doing the work, but it's him which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so as I got a hold of this revival in my heart after losing my daughter, then I said, man, I got to keep it there because I'm like most Baptists. I hear it on Sunday. I forget it on Monday. Right? It's like that great dinner you had on Sunday. You don't care come Monday night dinner. You want Monday night dinner, and that goes also. And there's nothing new under the sun. And so I'm like, Lord, how do I keep this in my heart? And what I'm going to give you is a very simple thing he gave me. And it's out of John. Amen. The book of John, chapter 15. David is saying, sinners will be converted. Converted from miserable and lost to full of joy. And so our job now is to keep that joy. You're about to go and boot camp, right? You got to keep that joy. I'm proud of you, by the way. I wish we had more young men signing up. Amen. I would have, but thank God I lost my eye. And I didn't have to, right? And man, you need that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Everywhere we're at, people say, man, he's happy. You're crazy. Well, part of it is I'm city, okay? And I breathe air that you have no clue about. It's not like this manure that you're smelling, right? My country voice is terrible, I know, but I'm not a redneck, amen? But man, hey, I'm a city boy, born and raised. So man, you could get the sermon, walk out the front doors, and it's gone that quick. Somebody's, you know, testing. That's everywhere because you have your flesh. And like we said, you have to eliminate all excuses. And so there will be days after revival that you sin. And sometimes they happen right after revival meetings. That flesh is not going to stop. The devil's not going to stop. It's a spiritual warfare, not a physical warfare. And so the Holy Spirit, I'm like, well, how do I keep these things? And growing up in a preacher's home, go read your Bible, right? Meditate, pray, good things. These things are needed, but I just still was losing it. I would read and still forget. I would think on it and still mess it up. And so, Lord, I'm like, I need more. I'm simple-minded. You got to help me here. I'm a stonemason by trade. Come on. I'm like Peter, amen? And by the way, if you look at the apostles, you could always say, that's who I'm like. I'm Peter. I jump out of that boat. Woo! Right? And I'm, man, look at me. Pride, sink. Lord picks me out. Okay, you ready? Let's go back to the boat. Get back to that boat. But look out. John chapter 15, verse 11. The apostle John's writing. And we know he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he says that Jesus tells John. These things have I spoken unto you in verse 11, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. Are you full of it? Amen. Are you full of it? I know Christians who act happy, and I say they're full of it. They're full of it, and that's not joy. You know, happiness and joy are two different things, right? They sing happy birthday to me on my 40th birthday. I did not have joy about getting older. It's not a happy birthday. Don't sing that song. Amen. Happy birthday. And I was so embarrassed. I'm 40. No, right? I never thought I'd turn 40. I thought I was going to stay 18 the rest of my life. Anyway, man, I'm getting old. And I was looking for true happiness. And there is no true happiness. True happiness is joy. And that comes from being a Christian, being born again. You see, I don't fear death. Especially after Everly, I used to fear terrorism coming into the church. We've had terroristic threats. We've been raided by SWAT team in our church. Flashbangs and breaking glass. Crazy things have happened. And I'm not fearful of it anymore. I'm ready to go. So bring it. Amen. Are you going to stop me from seeing Jesus and my daughter? Bring it. Amen. I don't fear it. It gives me joy. I don't go to sleep anymore at night worrying if I'm going to see the next day. I'm going to see heaven if I don't see tomorrow. Amen. How bad is that? That's a good thing. And as we get older, man, we start looking forward to heaven. I got arthritis every which way, right? I'm only 40, but boy, I got a messed up my back and my hips and my knees, and I can't imagine getting any older. And so I'm looking forward to it more and more. But how do we keep this joy? And so the Lord gave me this, and we're going to pray and ask God to speak to us, and then we're going to go through it. Four things, very simple, nothing new. It's not going to blow you away, but they're going to help you retain the Word of God in your heart and mind. Lord, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the Ungers. What a wonderful family. Loving, kind. I love they're down to earth. Honest, open, and they just want to love on you and your people. And Lord, I thank you for that. I ask you that you'd bless this church here, bless their work that they do. Lord, I ask you now that you'd speak to us as you preach to us in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, he's the preacher. Amen. He's just filling my mouth. So if you got a problem with what I say, take it to the boss. Take it to my godfather. Amen. Make an offer you cannot refuse. All right. And so Jesus is saying, man, I want my joy to be in you. My joy. Now, Jesus came to die on the cross. We know that. And as he went to the cross, he went out of joy. The only time we see him struggling is in the night of the garden, right? Let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine. And Jesus is saying, I want you to have that same joy. Even in the face of death, I want you to have joy that you're going to see me, that you're doing it for me, that I'm using you. Whatever it might be, you need to be full of joy. And so God gives us a remedy. In verse 7, he says simply, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. The best way to have the Word of God abide in that clean heart that he just cleaned out is to continue to put the words there that cleans you out. And they're God's words. The best way to get these words are read it yourself. Read it. That's the first point. Very simple, isn't it? Read it. Read it. Read it. Remember, read all about it. You need to read your Bible. I can't work out your salvation. You have to work out your salvation. That's it. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know what you got to do? That joy that you have now in your heart that you've that God has created, you need to work that out into your life. Work it out. We got a gym in the motel or hotel, whatever it is called, you know, and I walk by it saying, yeah, I'm going to go do it. And then I go to bed. Yeah, I'm going to go do it. And then I took a nap. I'm going to go do it. I watch Pittsburgh lose. Oh, I don't mind the Steelers. I can handle the Steelers. I cannot stand the Penguins. They're like my Dallas. All right. I can't stand Dallas. Dallas is losing, by the way. That made me happy. I know revival's happening. Amen. Anyway. You have to read it. By the way, when you read God's word, I'm telling you, your faith will grow. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And the more your faith grows, man, then you can fight that giant. You see, David fought a lion and a bear privately. Nobody knew of this battle that David had. But he fought that lion and the bear, and then came along giant. This giant Goliath. And we know what happens. Faith is the victory we know that overcame the giant. Faith is the victory we know that will overcome our giant, and that's this world. Man, we're living in a terrible place. We spoke about it earlier. It's bad. It's a bad place, and it's growing more wicked day by day. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Man, I preach more on hell in my church anymore than anything. Right? I tell them about hell. They need to know. But man, it's a bad place. You need to hide the Word of God in your heart, but you're never going to get it into your mind or heart unless you read it. Sundays aren't just good enough. Man, I'm a pastor's kid. Sunday they would preach, amen, I like it. And then I would go home and forget all about it. Game were on, the dinner was on, my girlfriend was over. I forgot all about God's word. My job's the next day. My boss is on top of me. I'm very a lot of pressure. Circumstances would come and God's word would slip. You know why? The devil's going to try to steal it. That's why you have to hide it from him. I will hide it in my heart. Why? The devil's going to come looking to steal it because he knows it's your source of power and your source of joy. As the more you read the Word of God, the more you'll grow in faith, the more you'll grow in grace, the more you'll grow knowing that God loves you. Man, you read all about the love of God and the grace of God. Are you putting God's Word in your heart and mind daily, or are you just letting the preacher do it on Sunday and on Wednesday? And that's up to you. We put food in our system every day. Why? So we can grow. So we can be healthy. So we can be full. Well, the Bible, Jesus is saying, you want to be full? Now remember, you let him create a clean heart in you, and he does it with his word. You have to hear it. So if hearing his word is what he does to create a clean heart in me, then it's my job to continue to hear it by putting it in through my eyes, putting it in through my ears. But I'm going to read it, and guess what's going to happen next? I'm going to forget about it also. So then God gave me the second thing, and we all know this part. Think on it. Read it, think it. Read it, think it. Look at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, or hath loved me, so have I loved you. You ready? Continue ye in my love. Now he's talking to the disciples and us believers. Continue in my love. You know, Jesus is saying, I'm going to go soon. I'm going to die on the cross. I'm going to be buried. I'm going to rise. I'm going to ascend, and I'm going to leave you. When I leave you, continue in my love. When things go bad, continue in my love. When things don't go your way, continue in my love. When you fail, Peter, and deny me three times, continue ye in my love. And what did Jesus come back and say, Peter? Peter, do you what? Love me. He wanted to see if Peter continued in his love. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, I love you. And don't make Peter lose his temper. He's a bad one. Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Man, you see, God says if you stay in my love, you'll forget your failures. It's true. Jude says it. Keep yourself in the love of God. Man, you need to keep yourselves in the love of God. And the best way to keep continuing in God's love is to think about it. Think on these things, Philippians says. Let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Wow. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, we do really, we count our mess ups. And we count our failures, and we count our curses and our mess up, right? We do. We count all the things we shouldn't count. Jesus is saying, count your blessings. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. The best thing I do that gets me through Everly's days that I have bad days, I just count the kids I do have on earth that I need to raise. I still got four. Thank you, Lord, for them on earth. I got five. I'll see her soon. She's already there. I got to make sure they're getting there. Amen? Man, I got to count my blessings. I got a good wife. She puts up with this crazy Italian. I got to count my blessings. I live in a city, but God keeps us and he protects us. Man, I got to count my blessings. He delivers us from being poor at times and not having food at times. And man, God, count my blessings. Paul says, in everything, give what? Yeah, you want to keep God's word in your heart? Think on the goodness of God. The goodness of God leads a man to repent. Repent means to change your mind. 100% turn from your sin, turn to God. How am I going to do it? I'm not going to turn to God if I think he's upset with me. I'm not going to turn to God if I think he's angry with me, if I think he's going to judge me, if I think he's done with me. That's what the devil wants you to think, so you don't turn to God. But I will turn to him when I realize how good he is. God is good all the time, and all the time God is. There you go. Even when you lose your daughter in a hospital, God's still good. And on the elevator, and I didn't share this part with you, there was a nurse there. She's on my blind side, so I don't see her. And the devil whispered, that's how good your God is? You serve a God that kills your kid? Clear as day. I said, Lord, rebuke you, Satan. My God didn't kill her. Sin killed her. And the nurse looked at me, and I saw her, and I'm like, oh, no, they're going to 302 me. Right? They're going to lock me up. She ran off that elevator as fast as she can get off. I was talking to nobody, she thought. Man, the devil's a liar. And you know what warts him off? The goodness of God. God is good. I do deserve these things. I deserve to lose all my children, not just Everly. See? Well, what do I really deserve? I deserve to be dead and be put into hell. That's what I really deserve, because I'm a wicked, filthy sinner. But I'm saved by the Son of God and His grace and His blood. I'm washed. I'm cleansed. I'm a child of God. I am holy. That's how He sees me. I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm going to touch His hands. I'm going to touch His side. I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I'm going to breathe celestial air. I'm going to see Peter, John, James, Samson, that mess up, Peter, the failure, David, the murderer, Moses, the quitter, Elijah, Elisha. I'm going to meet them all because of the blood of Jesus. I got good things. Man, think on the good things. Think on the good things. You get God's word, that's a good thing. You hide it in your heart. The devil's going to try to steal it. It's your job all day to just think on that good thing. Meditate on that one good thing. I'm telling you, it'll deliver you. But his delight in Psalms 1:2, David, is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he what? Meditate day and night. Day and night. Think about it in the morning when you read it. Think about it on the job. Think about it in the car. Think about it at dinner. Most of my study is meditation. The Holy Spirit, I just meditate and He speaks to me. I could hear Him. That's how we study. That's how I do most of my study. Read, pray, and then meditation. Thinking on that scripture that's in my heart. And the Holy Spirit shows me another way. Not a new way, just another way. Whoa. Now I get excited. God, you're good. Thank you so much. Man, He speaks. He does. Paul says this in Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded. You know how Paul's persuaded about the love of God, by the way? He's thinking about it. Persuasion means you have to what? Think. You can't get anybody, you can't make anybody persuaded about anything unless you get them to think about it. And so the more Paul thought about God's word, then he said, man, I am persuaded. Look, watch what he says in Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels. That's a big deal. Angels? Why? There's evil ones that want to take you from the love of God. Nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, not even this world, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What can separate you from the love of God? Only you. Only you and your lack of faith. If tonight you think God doesn't love you, it's because you don't love God. It's bottom line. Because when you love God, you love Him because He's first loved you. See? When I love God because of His goodness, and I dwell on that, and I think on that, I hide His word in my heart, and I just put all my thought into it, I realize He loves me. And when I know He loves me, look out. He loves me. He loves me. That's what Calvary said. Man, for God so loved the world, hide it in your heart. Man, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul rejoice. Why does my soul rejoice? Because God loves Christian Panichetti tonight, even if you don't. Even when my wife don't. Even when my children don't. Even when my friends don't. Even when my church don't, every single Sunday. God still loves me. God still loves me. And you go ahead and try to separate me from my Creator. And you watch what He does. Because it's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Vengeance are mine, saith the Lord, I'll repay. Nobody's taking me from God's love. Only I am. And I got to stay in God's word so that don't happen. But guess what happens? I read it, and I think about it, and I still forget it. Don't you? So God says, all right, you're so screwed up, you humans. I'm going to give you another trick. Sing it. Read it. Think it. Sing it. Sing about it. When's the last time you sung God's word in your heart? Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Right? Not Lady Gaga's newest hit. Not those oldies. Right? Not, it's all about that. We're not going to say grace. We'll say grace. Amen? Not those songs. And those songs tempt us young people and pull us out, even us older people. I can't believe I'm saying I'm older. You older people. And it pulls us away. We need to fill our hearts with the songs of God. Sing about it. By the way, it's a known fact that when you sing it, you'll remember it. Think about the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We sang it when we were kids. Why? So we would remember it. How about the scale of music? I don't even really know it unless this song comes to my mind. Do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. Right away, I remember the scale of music. When I sing it, I remember it. How about this tune? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. What is that? McDonald's. There you go. How about this one? Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Whoa. What? How do you know that? How do you know that? It's terrible for you, especially if you're a diabetic. It's singing it. Singing a song helps you remember the words. That's so true. It does. We sing songs in math to help us remember solutions to the problem. We sing songs with music to help us remember the scales. We make songs about everything. We want to remember. Gianna was a baby. We used to sing, Gianna Mama, Gianna Mama, hey, 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 pretty girl. We make songs, especially Italians, over every... I don't know why I sang that, but there you go. She's pretty. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves. You're not to talk to yourself. Now, just don't do it out loud, or people are going to be like, whoa, right? And I always tell myself, I could speak to myself, just don't answer myself, right? Speak to yourselves in psalms. Psalms is a hymn book. In psalms and hymns and what? Spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your... to the Lord. Whoa, when's the last time you had a tune in your heart about the Lord? I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Man, you sing that to yourself, and no matter what you're going through, Jesus loves me was Everly's song, and I sang it in my heart all the time. And you know what that helped me remember, as the devil told me he didn't love me, that he loved me very much. All through that dark time, he loves me. He's with me, sitting in an emergency room. I think we were up at like 3 a.m. eating some kind of panini. It was the worst panini ever. And a TV preacher came on, I don't even know who he was, and he sang, Jesus loves me. To a full blown out church, Jesus loves me. And the Holy Spirit said, I love you. Relax. I'm with you. So I sung it in my heart. And then when Everly came, I just sang it to her every day. To remind myself. You want to remind yourself of the word of God that you're reading and that you're thinking? Sing it. Sing it. Well, I don't know it. Psalms 34, we all know that one, right? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. David writes that in the cave of Adullam, after he's a fool in front of Amalek, the king. Man, right after going into Gath, and they said, there's the giant killer. And David acted like he was one of them, acted like a crazy man. And he said, I'll never do that again. I'll keep God's word in my heart. I'm going to read it. I'm going to think it. I'm going to sing it. I will bless the Lord at all times. Man, we sing other scripture. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. I lost my job. In everything give thanks, my kid. In everything give thanks, my health. In everything give thanks. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a what? There you go. Medicine. A joyful heart. A heart full of joy of your salvation keeps you strong. Doctors will be blown away. This is your faith that brought her back. I said, that's my God that brought her back. My faith had nothing to do with it. I just knew he could do it, so he did it. Wow, that doctor didn't know what to say. Dr. Lai heard the truth. Notice it doesn't say sing the newest, hottest albums. It doesn't say sing those oldies. Let's twist again like we did last summer, right? I love those oldies. Man, I grew up listening to them. But they're not the ones that are going to give me joy in my heart. They're giving me joy in my twist, right? They'll make me want to move. I like the move. I don't have rhythm, but I'll try, right? I don't have rhythm. I don't. My wife's like, please, no. My kids, like, try that floss thing. I couldn't do it, right? Try all these Fortnite dances they do. I don't know. But I'm not supposed to dance. I mean, I'll dance in heaven, I'm sure. We're going to have a party, I'm sure. But it's not going to be the music think we're going to hear. It's going to be joyful. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Man, I love the hymns. I have the same hymn book in my church. Some of the greatest hymns. I love it. I'm redeemed. Love it. Man, songs that minister the joy of the Lord to me, I'll listen. I'll listen. Singing helps us remember. Man, I'm telling you, we remember everything when we sing it. We could sing little songs like Victory in Jesus. I remember that song last night. Power, 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 power. He made us say it 4 times. Right? Or was that this morning? Wow, I'm old. Power, 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 power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Man, there's power in the blood. I'm washed in the blood. I can only stand before you and preach by the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. That's all. I'm just like you. Relax. I'm a man. I'm a human. I'm a human being. And God says, stop being, start doing. That's our last point. Read it, think it, see it, do it. Read it, think it, sing 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 it, do it. That's my little rap for the day. Read it, get it in. Think it, keep it there. Sing it, you'll remember it. And boy, guess what you'll start to do? What you're thinking. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, so is he. Man, you think you're hungry? You'll eat. You think you're tired? You'll sleep. You think you're fed up? You'll walk out. You think you're stressed? You'll go see a doctor, right? You think you're sick? You go take medicine. So the more you think about God's word, guess what you'll start doing? God's will in your life. God's will is to do his word. You find God's will by doing the word of God. And as you're doing the word of God, obeying simply what he's telling you to do, you'll find yourself doing more and more for him. That's right. 7 years from a stonemason to a pastor of a church. How? Not because I'm a great man, because I have a great God. I can't stand when people say he's a great man of God. No, I'm not. I'm a man with a great God. And you can know him. Let me introduce you to him. Let me tell you who he is. Let me tell you what he's done. He's delivered me from foreclosure. He's delivered me from a deathbed. He's delivered me from depression where I wanted to take my own life. He's delivered me from Oxycontin. He's delivered me from the wrong friends. He's delivered me from a lot of things that you have no clue. He's my deliverer. Nobody else has delivered me. No book has delivered me. No medicine has delivered me. No psychiatrist has delivered me. Amen. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus. I'm just a worm hooked on Jesus, and he's going to use me to fish for men. That's all I am. I'm a worm. I am nothing. I'm a zero. But my God is everything. He is Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and he wants to be in the middle of my life. He wants to be in the middle. And so he says, read my word, think my word, sing my word, you'll do my word. And boy, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You guys know your scripture. You're easy to preach to. I ask my church that. They're like, supersize that, please. We're not talking about fast food. Look at verse 10 and we're done. John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my what? Commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Man, if you don't do it, you will what? Lose it. Or let me say it like this. If you don't use it, you... Not your salvation. You can't ever lose the Holy Spirit. Noah got in the ark and his eight, right? All eight of them. God sealed the ark. Who believes that Noah fell down inside that ark when those waves were tossing and turning? I believe he fell down a lot, right? He's a man. I'm sure he's lost his temper. Would you shut that cow up, right? Those crickets are really getting on my nerves. I could see Noah just losing his cool. But he never fell out of the ark, did he? No, because he was sealed in there by God. When you get the Holy Spirit of God, you're going to be sealed by him. You can never fall out of your salvation. You might fall down in your salvation, but you'll never fall out of it. Isn't that good? God gave me that when someone said, God will never use you again. Oh, God's still using me and they're gone. God's still using me. And by the way, if you're in this auditorium right now, your heart's beating and your breath, your lungs are working, God's not done with you. I don't care how old you think you are. God is not done with you. Ask Sarah, Abraham's wife. He's not done. He's just waiting for you to realize it. Man, let me use you. Read it, think it, sing it, you'll do it. Let me do it. God wants to do a great work in your heart. It all starts with you being real with God. You got to be real with yourself, like Pastor Rich said. Got to be real with yourself. You got to say, God, I'm a sinner. Eliminate all your excuses. Ask him to wash you and cleanse you, and then let him do the work. He does it by using his word. Hear his word. Believe his word. Accept it as truth. Boy, he starts to do an artwork on you that nobody would believe. Nobody would believe. I have men tell my dad he's never going to be a pastor. He'll never do anything for God. Well, I don't laugh at them because they're right. I didn't do anything for God. God's doing it through me. That's what he wants to do for you. Now, I've walked away from my sermons. I've walked away from my devotions growing up in a Christian home and growing up and totally forgotten great truths that would deliver, kept me from those things that I said he's delivered me from. I didn't have to go that route, but I didn't read it. I didn't think it. I didn't sing it. And I didn't do it. Now I'm reading it. Now I'm thinking it. I'm singing it. Guess what I find myself doing? The word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So he'd give up anything for a revival. But are you ready to give up yourself? That's what you got to give up. Because to be revived, you have to be dead. A true revival is you being real, letting God do the work, and then you just hiding his word. Read it, think it, sing it, do it. Now we're going to say it together and I'm done. So if you say it fast with me and like a northerner, city boy, right? You'll be all right. You ready? Read it, think it, sing it, do it. Read it, think it. I won't dance. I'm on TV with a bald spot. Right there. That's where I'm going to get the mark of the beast. No, God forbid. I'm not going to be here for that because I'm sealed. Amen? Anyway, I hope you seek revival. We could sit in a long service. I could scream and sweat and spit on you. I could make you emotional and make you want to move. And you will. You'll cry. You'll ask God to forgive you. You'll walk out and go right back to your old self. Because you're going home with yourself. You want to get revival? Leave yourself at Jesus' feet. Come to Jesus and leave it there. Heads bowed, eyes closed. No one's looking. We ask you not to look so we can tell others about Jesus. Amen. If you're here tonight, maybe you sat in church your whole entire life. Man, I'll tell you, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I know you've heard it. When you're going to truly allow him to come in. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man, if any sinner, if any child, it don't matter who you are. If anyone opens that door, I will come in. How do I open the door? You have to be honest. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. You open that door and the Savior comes in. You let him in. You receive him as the way to heaven. It takes faith. It takes you believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Buddha's still in the grave. Muhammad is still in the grave. Popes and pastors still in the grave. Jesus, where is he? At the right hand of the Father. The grave could not hold him. He's the only one that has beat death. And if you want to beat sin and death and hell, you need Jesus. Will you accept him tonight? You do it by admitting you're a sinner. Telling him, God, I'm a mess up. I know it. You know it. I know you died for me. I believe it. Do you believe his word? Is he a liar? Then put your faith in his words and then call upon him. Maybe you're a believer here tonight. Amen. I hope you are. Man, are you honest with God? Are you revealing your heart to God? Are you eliminating all excuses about your sin? Just being honest and open so he can work his work in you? Are you asking in faith, nothing wavering? God, I know you wash me and cleanse me. I believe it. And then allow him to do it. By hearing his word, he begins to do an artwork in us. Now it's our job to keep that word going in. You need to read your Bibles. You need to think on God's word. If you're going to lose it, make it a song. Sing it or put songs on in the car. Put them in your iPods, ear pads, whatever you got going on. Amen. Ear pods, I should say. Put it in. And you'll see a great thing come out. What goes in must come out. Let it be God's word. The altar's open. The piano will play. You can come and you can stand at the altar. You can kneel at the altar. Or you can stay in your seat. But take this time to talk to your God who sent his son for you, who gave you his spirit. You were bought by his blood. You're owned by him. You're not of yourselves. Amen? You don't belong to you anymore. Speak to God and say, man, I truly want to do this in my life. I want to be real with you. I want a clean heart, and I want to keep my joy. I want to keep your word going in. Help me do that. Speak to him. The piano will play.